Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, a short one, a tiny teaching tip today. It's about an app called Speechify. Now, the reason I've come across this recently is because I've started my master's in theology, and I'm finding the reading and the comprehension of everything very challenging, and I was reminded that I am dyslexic, so I've gone searching for tools that will help me to comprehend better. I found an app called Speechify, which I'll link in the show notes here, which is useful for that, but it's had a knock-on effect on something I hadn't thought about. So one of the key things to doing effective teaching is to really get inside the text. And you can't get inside the text well by just reading it once or even twice. And one of the tips that was given to me early on in my teaching and preaching career was to read the text and reread it and reread it and really soak yourself in it. And that's great, but you can't always do that very easily, and because you can do it first thing in the morning maybe, but then what about during the day? Can you refer back to it? Can you read it again? If you don't have a Bible with you, or you're not in a place where you can look at it on your some device or other, reading it can be tricky. What about listening to it then? Listening to it would be easier, but if you've got an audio Bible, you've got to scroll to the right place, and then you've got to pick out that particular text, and I'm doing for this coming Sunday, Mark 7, 24 to 30. So it's a short little pericope, and it's great, but I want to listen to it a number of times. And so what I did is I copied and pasted from my Bible software into Speechify, which again, I'll show you, I'll put in the show notes. And it's, 152 words. And then when I press the play button, it does this. I don't know if you can hear this.
Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre.
There it is.
He entered a house and did not want anyone
Mark
to
7.
Know it. Yet he could not keep
being
his presence
read to
secret.
Me. Now, it's a disembodied voice to some degree, not a very attractive voice, but it is reading it to me. And when it gets to the bottom, you just start all over again. And you can listen to it as many times as you like. So this morning, I went out for my Monday extended prayer walk. And as part of that, I had my headphone earbuds in. And I was walking through the woods, and I played that, and I played it again, and I played it again, and I played it again, just that little part of the text. And I listened to it maybe 10, 12 times, maybe more, I'm not quite sure. And I've listened to it again since coming home. And already some insights have popped out to me, or some questions. Why did you say that? Why did she say that? What was happening there? Why aren't the disciples mentioned in this passage, for example? A number of things popped out to me, and I made notes in the woods on my voice memo app, and I've written them down when I got back. I've put them into my notes for the sermon and my Bible study notes. So I just thought it was really interesting to try something different there, and maybe you'd like to do that yourself. What do you do to make sure you get soaked in a passage? To reread it, or do you listen to it, or how do you do that? How do you get soaked knowing the passage really well? And if I listen to it again and again and again, by the time I come to Sunday, not only will I hopefully have some thoughts to share, but I'll really know the passage. I'll know it so thoroughly, it'll be so soaked in that I'll be able to talk about it in hopefully an engaging and knowledgeable way. So that's your Tuesday teaching tip for this week, just a short one. Tell me what you think of it, and let me know what you do to get soaked in the text. If you'd like more of this, then do sign up to my newsletter off of my website, malcolmcox.org, or subscribe to the channel, and let your friends know about it, because more people could benefit from things like this, as I benefit from things that people tell me about. And do leave some comments, because we learn best when we learn in community. So until the next time, take care, and God bless.